The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I was a heroin addict. I was a cocaine addict. I had been so strung out on drugs. Everybody in rock and roll took drugs. I only knew two people that didn't take drugs in 21 years in rock and roll, and both of them were alcoholics.
The devastating rock star lifestyle eventually led back to the cross.
He said to me, I will fix anything you give me total control of, or I'll replace it with something better.
Mylon and Christy Lefevre, next on Life Today.
And we are thrilled to have Mylon and Christy Lefevre with us. I remember when I met Mylon. Our son is a musician and a gifted writer. And he wanted me, he kind of liked some of the rock music. He liked the Christian rock, which we're thinking, you know. He said, Dad, I want you to meet somebody I think's the real deal, really loves Jesus. And he took me and introduced me to Mylon Lefevre and his rock group. And I liked Mylon the first time I met him. And then come to find out, we began being at some of the big festivals where they would just have tens of thousands of people. I mean, it could be 50 or 100,000, some of them. And I saw him again. We really connected in Atlanta. As a matter of fact, we sat down together before we went out to this huge event. And I was, I guess I, that night, I probably was the closing speaker. And they were one of the musical groups. But we just had a fantastic time. Talking about Jesus, and it was obvious Mylon had an appreciation for what we do and always has, and I do him. I got this book from Mylon not long ago. His wife, Christy, put it together. It's one of the most beautiful books I've ever seen, and I told Christy tonight I'm glad she helped with it because, you know, I read a lot and I'm given a lot of books, but this one's easy because it also has a lot of pictures in it, so I was able to get through it pretty easy. Fantastic pictures. You know, one of the first things that Mylon did, he wrote a song for Elvis Presley without him. And I believe that was the title of it. And Elvis did it. And of course, Elvis never made it as big as Mylon, but he did sing one of Mylon's songs. But this is a phenomenal story of the grace of God taking a kid that grew up in a well-known singing family and really drifted. And God really brought him back. And this couple loves people because they love God. I want you to welcome Mylon and Christy Lefevre to Life Today. Mylon and Christy, glad to see you. You did good like me, boy. You went way beyond yourself. Anybody that doesn't believe God is big and God is able, they just need to meet your wife.
Goodness of God.
All right, buddy, I want you to take us on a journey. I know that one of the things that you want people to do is to get your story, and it's beautifully presented. It's something anybody would be blessed to read and watch and look at the pictorial account. But you are giving a copy of it because this is a soul-winning tool.
Yes, sir.
If a person gets the book, then you are, if they were to buy a book or go online, and we're going to tell them how they can do that and go straight into where you are. But you're giving these to prisoners.
Yes.
Because you want them to know Jesus. Take us on the journey of where you've been through your life to bring us to where you are now. Just take our viewing audience on that journey.
Well, as you know, I was a prodigal son, and I didn't really believe what my parents did just because they believed it. And my granddaddy was a preacher, and I went to church all the time, but it was a little confusing to me. I didn't understand it all, and I just didn't accept it all. And in those days, you know, I'll be 70 next year. I was born in 44, and I started writing songs about 1957. In those days, if you wanted to sing Christian music in a church, you couldn't do it with a guitar. In Bible Belt, we had a piano, or if you were a big rich church, you had an organ. A real rich church had a pipe organ, but, you know, we had a piano. It was upright, out of tune piano, and that was it. And the choir sang, but you couldn't come in there and make any music that was, especially if it had a little tempo and if it was syncopated, you know. Everybody in my church was white. Yeah. And that ain't good for music. Yeah. You know? I mean, so I was writing this music, and the only people who, you know, you would get persecuted for doing it in the church, basically, because it just wasn't allowed there, are these other people were offering me a whole lot of money, and they would treat you like a hero. And I just wasn't spiritually mature enough to handle that. And I got out in rock and roll, and all of my heroes, the Beatles and the Stones, the people who ended up writing with me and working on, they helped me make albums, I helped them make albums, The Who, Clapton, Dylan, you know, the people who I thought were really making good music that I got a chance to tour with and got a chance to know. I mean, you remember when you were a kid and you'd go over to your buddy's house and spend a night on the weekend because you're going camping or something, or mm-hmm. going hunting? Well, I was hanging out in castles with the Beatles. You know what I mean? It's not a normal when you were grew up in a trailer. This is unique.
Did they have something other than an upright piano mm-hmm. attitude?
They did. And so there were a lot of opportunities, and I didn't handle them right. And this is a book about just the goodness of God. I mean, I'm on every page. There's 114 pages, and there's over 100 pictures. So I'm everywhere in the book, and yet it's not a book about me. It's a book about what God did when I got on my knees and admitted to Him, Father, I don't know how to be the Lord of my own life. I've messed up everything. I've ignored Your word. I don't really know You. I know a little about You. I've sung about You. But and I had given Him my sins. I never doubted. When I was a little kid, I believed there was a God, and I believed that Jesus was His Son. And unfortunately, that won't help you a whole lot. It'll get you, you know, it'll get you through hard times. You know who to turn to. But by then, it's, you know, He's trying to, you need Him to get you out of the mess that you've created by being the Lord of your own life. So this book is just about the first 35 years, and I got born again at a Second Chapter of Acts concert. And what I mean by that is I surrendered my life for the first time. I didn't just give Him my problems and the stuff I was ashamed of and my sins. I gave Him my hopes and dreams, my relationships. And so, you know, a few years ago, I had a dream, and the Lord just said, I went to sleep concentrating, meditating on the scripture that says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man who trusts in Him." And in this dream, the Lord reminded me, you can see this. You can actually see the goodness of God in the land of the living in somebody's life once they truly humble themselves and start reading the Word every day and going to church and going to Bible studies. You know, He said, if you seek Me, I'll make sure you find Me. And so that process of walking with God and learning how to trust Him and everything, that is exponential, as you know, because you've experienced it. I mean, the blessings of God are exponential. They grow, they snowball. So we want to give this to, you know, I was praying about how to get this word to the people who are in the worst situations. Because my situation was, by the time I came to Jesus, I was a heroin addict. I was a cocaine addict. I had been so strung out on drugs. Everybody in rock and roll took drugs. I only knew two people that didn't take drugs in 21 years in rock and roll, and both of them were alcoholics. So it was just a mess, and none of the people were happy. Everybody was depressed. I mean, it's horrible when you think when you're a kid, if you get to where you could be, have a Ferrari, and you sell a million records or five, and you got enough money, and you can go where you want to and do what you want to, you think you're going to be happy, and you get there, and nobody's happy. And all the kids are, you know, the marriages aren't really working. Nobody's really in love. They're just all using each other. You know, God is love. And without Him, there's affection, there's lust, there's all kind of stuff. But there wasn't any love. So we wrote this book to help those people to understand it doesn't matter how bad your situation is. If you'll let Jesus, I mean, He raises the dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, that too, in my mind, that's too late. But you know what I mean? He's God. He's God. I mean, there's nothing He can't fix. And in fact, He said to me one day, and this is in the book of opinions, I can't quote scripture on this, but you know, He said to me, I will fix anything you give me total control of, or I'll replace it with something better. but I'm a giver, not a taker. And if you give anything you give to me, I will make it better if you'll give me control over it. You know, it's not about being all religious. It's just about treating God like He's God. Just don't treat Him like anybody else, because He's not like anybody else. He's more whole. He's better than you could imagine, your wildest imagination. He doesn't hold anything against you. He casts your sins into a sea of forgetfulness. He doesn't even remember them anymore. He doesn't treat you. He doesn't remind you of what you did last Thursday. If you'll give Him a chance, He'll make your life, the quality of your life will raise every day. Now, there'll be tests. We're not saying there aren't any tests. There'll definitely be tests. You study the Word, it's like school. You study a while, a test comes. If you pass the test, you get promoted. If you don't, you're in the third grade again next year.
You know what he'll do, too? He's big enough to let you be able to play a guitar in church and live through it.
Come on, somebody.
Christy, you did this beautiful book. I mean, you're the one that pulled it all together. You all travel together.
Yes,
you speak.
We do. Mm-hmm.
And I know people enjoy listening. You talk to women. You mm-hmm. talk to families.
Yes.
What's your feeling about what you've watched God do in this remarkable journey that you've been a part of and you've watched? How do you feel about this? I know you're real pleased with the story you've been able to tell. Tell me what's going on in your heart.
Well, we're so thankful. And this really was a labor of love. And when I look at these pictures, the reason why we put so many pictures in there is that I look and go, wow, look what the Lord has done. It's mm-hmm. obvious.
And
you can see
it's beautiful
what the Lord has done.
It's a beautiful
yes.
story.
Amen. And, you know, every time I'm encouraged, it's obvious. You can see that He's a new creation in Christ Jesus. And the old has passed away, and all things have been made new. And that's our heart for everyone watching today, for yes. those who read the book, that they know that their situation is not hopeless. It is not impossible for our God. And to inspire them and encourage them to believe God for their miracle breakthrough.
You know, if you want people to get the book because of the story, but you think the book really does have the potential to touch someone's life who really has not been anywhere close to church or God. You really wrote it not only to bless Christians so they could rejoice in what the Lord
sure.
does, but you wrote it as a tool, a witness, to touch people who may have not even considered God, or who could be trapped at some level of let's say torment or defeat or bondage, maybe not to the level you were, but they're experiencing it and they can identify with someone that they can look back through. I want to encourage all of you who are watching to give us an opportunity to actually send you a copy of the book. And I always tell you this, now we always give to people anything that they need, but I try to teach you this, that if you really want to live life fully, express it freely. In other words, if you want God to lift you up, live to lift someone else up.
Yes.
And in so doing, you'll be lifting Him up. And whenever you lift Him up, Jesus, He draws people to Himself. So what we want to ask you to do today is help us take care of some children. I'm going to show you in a few minutes. If however, the people who are watching us all over the world, they say, we'd like to go online and find out about what you're doing, find out how we might see if you'd come to our area sometime or our church and share and minister to us, where would they go?
www.mylon.org. I'm sorry, .org.
.org, okay.
Yes,
well, I know how we got .net, .org. You know, I try to tie up all of them for anything that's worthwhile, but it's
.org.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now there it is on the screen, because we didn't know if you'd get it just right, you know, because she had to write most of the words. You know, you just got the guitar, so we got it on the screen, and we had it up right, even while you were making the mistake. We had it right there on the screen, because we're going to help. So if they wanted you to come, though, they could communicate with you,
yes.
And there could be some churches that say, we want to take the book, the hardback, and we want to utilize in our church, knowing that if we do it, you're going to be able to give one of these little smaller
sure.
copies and give them to prisoners, because that's really on your heart to reach these people.
Every time, the deal with the publisher is every time he sells one of the big ones to a Christian, then that Christian goes into the prisons with me. We go in, mm-hmm. we actually give them to the prisoners. As you know, prisoners are not allowed to own just anything, and they have to be good prisoners to even have a Bible or, you know, they have a toothbrush, but they don't have anything that makes it feel like home. here's a book from somebody who came and got to know them, who doesn't want anything from them. It's full of the Word of God.
Yes,
and they
it is.
They actually can share it with other prisoners.
Absolutely.
And we've had a tremendous amount of, you know, where can you go to where you speak with people who are really in a desperate situation? A lot of them are going to hell. And they'll do anything, as you know. They'll come to any meeting to get out of their cell.
Do y'all go together to the prisons?
We go everywhere together.
All right, now, do you have the men and women both coming, or do you
We go to ladies' prisons, and we go to men's prisons.
And they let you speak to the ladies, and let you speak to the men.
Yes, sir.
So I think that's a fantastic thing, and I really pray you will go online and see what Mylon and Christy are doing, because I think it's awesome. You know, we're going to show our friends what God's led us to do. Well, you just got a word, because you're real good at looking at the people. Say something to the people watching right now, what you want them to hear and do.
Well, the Bible says that God is love, and Jesus gave us a commandment in the New Testament. The only one He gave us was we should love each other. He commanded us to love each other the way He loves us, and that's an unconditional love. I think it's pretty amazing that while we were yet sinners, Jesus came to die for us, to fix everything that was wrong in our lives, to bring us back into fellowship with God, to bring us to a place where we could live the best life, the blessed life, so that we could be a blessing. Not so we could be blessed necessarily, but so that we could be a blessing. We can help the widows. We can help the orphans. We can make a difference in hurting people's lives because we have holy information. That's all revelation is. And we want to share that with as many people as possible. One of the reasons that I love your ministry, James, and I was reading your books years ago. You ministered to me for many years before I got to know you personally, and I was drawn to you because of your love. You never judged me. I had long hair. When I met you, I didn't own a suit and tie. I had earrings, and I didn't want a suit and tie, by the way. But you never judged me for that. You loved me, and you treated me like an equal, and you ministered to me. You sent money to my ministry to send us to the Philippines. And a lot of kids got saved. A lot of people got saved that week. And of all the ministers that knew me, I got one check. So that stood out in my heart. Thank the Lord. Yeah, you practice what you preach.
Yeah.
And that whole message is about love. Why I was drawn to Him is because He loved me. God loves you unconditionally. God loved Billy Graham and Adolf Hitler the same. Mm-hmm. And the only difference in those two people's lives and what it produced is how they responded to the love of God. Mm-hmm. If you will receive this amazing love, there's no condemnation with it. I mean, He's not trying to find... If He was trying to get you, man, you'd be God. Trust me. He's just trying to bless you. You trust God enough to keep after it. You just keep pressing in. You just keep letting Him know, Lord, I don't understand everything, but God, I trust You. You Amen. Treat Him with that reverence and that respect, and He will honor you, and He will bless you, and He'll open doors that no man can close for you, and you'll enjoy the best years of your life in Christ.
Ain't it amazing what God can teach a guy to do without a guitar? Listen, God spoke to you. And there is no power greater than love, and God is love.
Amen.
He loves you. Receive that love. If you want someone to pray with you to say, you know what, I want my life changed like Mylon talked about, you call. And we want to be a blessing to you. Mylon, we're going to show you and Christy and everybody around the world something that's going to touch your heart. Now, this is a story. This is not something somebody just wrote. It's not just a news clip. This is reality. And this is a situation where you can absolutely make all the difference that's needed right now. Watch very closely.
Lucia's journey has been one of strength, immense strength. 3 weeks ago, her home was destroyed by rebels. In the dark of night, friends and family being cut down around her, she escaped with her life, 8 months pregnant and carrying her 3-year-old on her back. With no home, no food, no supplies, she began an unimaginable journey through mountains and ruthless terrain. Lucia has been strong. Her strength saved their lives. But we fear it can't help her this time, for it cannot produce food that simply cannot be found. And now, her hope is fading. No food, not just at the moment, none tomorrow or the next day, and no knowledge of where they'll find it anytime soon. But it's not just Lucia. Countless children across Africa are facing the same food crisis. It's a crisis from which we cannot turn away. It's one to which we must respond.
When you see that, Betty, tell me what you think.
Well, as I watch that young mother carry that and hear about her carrying her baby on her back and then 8 months pregnant, it just really breaks my heart. There's no way we can really imagine what she went through, the difficulties of that traveling for 15 days, and she's still going through it. But you know, we can care. We don't have to experience what she's experienced. We can care and have compassionate hearts for her and so many more like her. So many babies are gonna die if we don't get the help to them. I hope you will reach out and care about this woman and many, many more children.
That footage was shot by our mission team just a few weeks ago in southern Sudan, now South Sudan, a country trying to hold itself together. It's built on faith because of the work of missionaries many years ago. It's a great force resisting horrible, ruthless, extreme religious radicals and rebels who are sent in to just disrupt everything, keep everything torn up. Her home is gone. Now, that woman is typical of thousands like her. And we have been there for years, rescuing lives, giving people a future. That is really how, because of Christians' prayers and the missionary work and people like you supporting and like Life Outreach, that they were able to form a country. And it's now a nation, and it's founded on faith. And the enemy is attacking everything about them. Now, that precious woman is an example of what we're doing, and the missionaries at high risk to save their lives. And the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of children that we are rescuing and saving depend upon someone like you who will say what Betty was talking about, I want to help that mother. And those precious little babies, she didn't have anything left. She doesn't even have anything to eat. But we're establishing with your help, and I mean, this is an act of faith. In those areas that have just been devastated, we're going to feed them and get them back on their feet, and they're going to be strong, and they'll be singing praises to God. Because I'm telling you, the Christian faith is powerful in South Sudan. It's a miracle. It's one of the most beautiful things you'll ever see. We've got to support those people. And then the other areas of Africa where we're feeding. Now listen to me. Here's the beautiful miracle. We're able to take $30 or $50 or $100 and feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months, at least 3 months. And then we ask you to help us again. And when we ask you, and Betty and I are continually raising funds you don't even hear about, so that we're able to do it all the time. But here's the deal. This is what's happened. A group of friends said, if you will give now, they see the situation, they know how critical it is, we'll double what they give, we'll match it. In other words, if you would help us feed 10 children with a gift of $100, we'll feed 20 children, we'll feed 200 children. In other words, whatever you do, we're able to double it. We go from 10 children for $100 to 20 children, we go from 5 children for $50 to 10 children, we go from 3 children to 6. If you can give $1,000, we go from $100 to $200. Everything you do is double. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. Just say, God, I want to help her, and not just 10 more, 20 more. And ask God to help you make the gift that love's going to match. Would you dial the number, take your bank card, or go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift. If you write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us you're mailing it, knowing it's going to be double. We have some beautiful gifts to send you to help you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. Please make that call. Please be an answer to that mother's heart cry and to her precious little children.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. But our food reserves are gone, and we desperately need your support to replenish our supplies at more than 800 feeding centers immediately. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's friends have set a $550,000 end-of-year matching challenge for Mission Feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 to help feed three children will be doubled to impact six children. $50 to help feed five children will be doubled to help save 10 children. And $100 for 10 children will be doubled to help feed and minister to 20 children. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Christine Kane's powerful new teaching series, Moving Past Your Past, on audio CD, along with her book, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? With your double impact gift of $100 to help save the lives of 20 children, you may request both the audio and video series. And as a bonus, we'll send you Christine's latest book release, Undaunted. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 200 children. And you may request our 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Brotherly Love. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Betty and I just say thank you. And the fact your gift's going to be doubled, it's going to be matched to help. Well, really, it's going to double the number of children we're able to reach. You're going to get Christine's material. And today, for any gift, if you'd like to have Mylon Lefevre's book, and this is a fantastic, beautiful history of the glory of God working in a life that the enemy came so close to totally destroying. And we'll gladly send it to you to say thank you. And knowing that, there'll also be a book that will be sent to and given to prisoners who make that possible. So we'll be making that possible together. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to Christy and to Mylon Lefevre? Love you both. I appreciate you much. And there is their website. There it is. And if you want to get a hold of them, communicate with them and say, I want more books for our church, I'll get them to come. Communicate with them. Pray for them.
Because for some reason, I think I don't have to be nice. I'm married. I don't have to be nice.
The Beatitudes of Marriage, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.